What the Hell Man with Jeff and Greg is naughty. Listener discretion is advised.
This is What the Hell Man,
a podcast with Jeff and Greg.
Whoa, 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 what the hell, man?
Welcome to episode, I think, 9 of What the Hell
ten.
Man. Here, is it 10?
10, because I made the joke last week, number 9. Or not the joke, but the song reference.
Oh, all right. Well, number 10, episode 10.
But you didn't play... You didn't play number 9. You didn't upload it.
Yeah, I thought I didn't upload it.
You thought
yeah,
you didn't?
Didn't upload.
Yeah, I don't think I did.
You did
oh.
not.
Well, in well fact, then it's I number know 9. I did it. All right, so whatever the fuck. We had some like really funked up technical difficulties.
Yeah, it seemed weird coming on today because usually we got to dick around for about a half an hour before we can get everything working.
Yeah, and then
and now. It worked.
There was a delay, like a 3-second delay, 3 to 5 second delay the last time, last two times we tried on, I don't know whose end, but it was like we would talk and then Greg would talk a couple seconds later after we started talking about something else or whatever. And
yeah, I think at one time it was like a 6-second delay.
Yeah. It was like, what the fuck is going on?
This is brutal.
Oh, it was awful.
Greg must not have touched any of his equipment this time.
You must.
I didn't before.
Oh, didn't you?
How do you know?
Sure you didn't.
That's the only thing I used that new board for.
Right. We know what you do. You get high and you're down there fingering around on your board.
Well, that's not the only thing.
Fingering around on my board.
So we got Beaver over in Wisconsin. Shell's beaming in from somewhere else.
Yep.
Via her phone through the link that I sent.
Yeah.
So everything's working now. Everything's good.
Woohoo.
Yay.
Yeah. So what
is the sun still shining there?
It hasn't all day. It's been rainy and cold. It's like 40 degrees out.
Oh, it's windy as hell here.
Is it really? Yeah, it was windy earlier today. It's now calmed down quite a bit. So
well, that's good.
79 blue skies and bright sunshine.
You have 79 suck. Blue skies?
Yep.
That's it?
You sound like a poor person. I only have 79 blue skies.
So what has everybody been up to? I know what you've been up to, Shell. What have you been up to, Beaver?
Grilled out today, even though it was windy.
Have you seen your mom and dad?
It's not raining over there?
Doing
it just started. I was on my last smoke before this here podcast, and it was just starting.
Is this your first grilling part of the first grilling of the season?
This would be the second.
Did you have bacon and corn?
No corn yet. We had bacon and brats and beans. We had the triple B.
Bacon, brats, and beans, and later you're getting some bush and boobs. Hey, everybody.
Oh, yeah. depends on how long we run. Linda goes to bed early, too.
Does she have a thicket down there?
Aren't you worried about her having gas with
no,
all that?
I do, too. She is onto the Dutch oven. You can't sneak a Dutch oven in on her. She knows.
I remember a story you were telling me how you farted in your bed and she was like in the bathroom or something. She came walking into the bedroom and you farted and all she saw was your covers there shaking because you were laughing so
just laughing because I knew you can just feel what it's gonna stink. It's like, oh, the way that one felt. Oh, that's gonna peel paint.
Especially the hot ones.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
The Bernies. But then, you know, if she won't fall for the Dutch oven, what you can do is like take the foot that's on the opposite side of her on the bed. You know, you can kind of go off the mattress, lift the covers a little bit to pull air in. Then put those covers back down so you have like sort of a seal. And then the side she's laying on, lift up the covers with your elbow so that it's kind of facing her. And then let your leg fall so that what's under the covers blows up towards her.
You got that down.
You have
science.
It all down like science. My
oh,
goodness.
Yeah. Oh, she's smelling or, my farts, goddammit.
Or a recipe card.
I got notes on the ceiling. Covers
with leg. You could try the old, when you're laying in bed, try the old, hey, I'm going to spit up in the air and try and catch it back in my mouth. Do that after you fart, though.
Make sure I angle it towards her. I don't want to sleep in my own spit.
You have that much slobber coming out of your mouth?
I don't want any of my slobber on my pillow. That's not I drool enough when I sleep.
I have a fan on my side of the bed that points up towards my face, but it also hits the headboard and goes over by her. So I know if I fart, it's going to hit her no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, got the logistics all laid out.
Yeah, they're pretty ripe. Yeah.
I'm used to it.
Hey, here we go.
Ooh, Willie. Testicles. Did you work today, or is this the first time you're getting high?
No, I was off today.
Oh, you were off all day?
You were off?
Yeah, I was off all day today. I am off tomorrow, and then I got 6 days in a row.
Why did I think you worked till 5 or something?
What's that?
I thought you were texting me from work.
That was yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, then. All right, then. Well.
Put together one of the Ego Zero Turn riding lawnmowers yesterday. That was an adventure.
Can you give me a discount on a riding lawnmower?
No, they don't discount those fuckers.
Fuck you, then. Why do we even have you on the show, dude?
Do you need a leaf blower or a weed whacker?
No. Don't you have an employee discount or friends and family discount or anything like that?
I've got an employee discount.
Right. So if I give you the money, could you buy me a riding mower with your employee discount?
In theory, yes.
Because who's going to know?
No.
Or you buy
they
a new
when
one
they
and
ask
I'll
me
buy
how
your
my
own
new
one.
Mowers.
Or when all he right. buys two, then, well, yeah. they just keep, I just need another one.
Yeah, our yard is so damn big.
Yeah, you know, that way we can get it done in a half hour instead of a whole hour.
That you could both do it.
I don't have time to wait around like that.
Does Linda mow the lawn, or is it just you?
We switch off.
Do you?
Do you sell, do you guys sell the, like the Husqvarna, what is it? The one that does, it just mows every day on its own?
We don't have Husqvarna, but you're talking about, the robot ones or the lawn bot or whatever. We don't have them in stock. I've never looked up to see if we can order them, but I imagine we could.
God, we've been talking about getting one of those for 3 years now.
Yes.
I've just got a bite friend the bullet.
I know. I got a friend that has one, and he loves it because he doesn't have to mow his lawn anymore.
You just let her rip.
Who's that?
Now I forget his name.
Oh, well, then he must not be it's that a, close of a friend.
It's more of a mutual friend. But we're friends on Facebook and we talk and yada yada.
Oh, now the story changes.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually a guy I know. It's his vet. His son's soccer coach has one. And he says it's great.
Yeah. It's your story, Jeff. Make it as big as you want.
Both a couple of bitches.
Did I mention he's got two left arms too?
See, now I gotta fucking find his name. Damn it, that's gonna bother me.
That's why he can't mow his lawn because he has two left arms.
If he quit making
and only one leg, and he's blind.
You sound like you're on the phone, George. George, fucking of course, you guys think I'm gonna make
George
it up.
Carlin.
George Glass.
Fucking George Glass. The fucking Brady Bunch.
Goddamn right.
That's Jan's imaginary boyfriend. What's his name? Right. George. George what? She looks around the room. She sees a glass on the nightstand. Glass? Fucking bitch. Blaze.
I watched that show and I didn't remember that.
Or Bly could be his last name. Are you going again?
Testicles 1, 2. Wow. Well, he's gonna have to smoke again because he lost that one. He blew it all out with his coffee.
Oh, no, there was plenty.
Jeez. Clean your lungs out and your nose.
Oof. My God. Take that pipe cleaner to your lungs.
Hey, carry on.
What do you call that?
I can see the mess he's got over there.
When there's sticky stuff in your pipe. Residue? No, it's not residue. What is it?
Oh, the resin?
Resin, yeah.
Yeah, oh, resin. In your lungs.
That fucking joke is done now. Forget it.
Yeah. Yeah, way to deliver it, Jeff.
Oh, Christ. So what have you been up to? Just working and that's it?
Went and saw the new Ghostbusters movie. I think it's Frozen Empire or something. Hey, if you get a chance to see that movie, don't. It's fucking horrible. So goddamn stupid. But at least we drove down to Cedar Creek and I dropped $40 to see a goddamn movie that sucked.
Was it as good as White Chicks?
Ah.
Which one was worse? Second. Ghostbusters or White Chicks?
White Chicks was marginally worse. I mean, Ghostbusters had one small chuckle in it.
It's that bad, huh?
It was just horrible. You fucking hated
White Chicks. And I thought parts of it were funny. I didn't think the whole movie was funny.
Oh, it was just goddamn stupid.
When he puts the dildo in his buddy's mouth, that's funnier than hell. Was that the...
Yeah.
Wasn't that the one? Or no, that was... Was that Basketball?
I haven't seen Basketball in forever. That was all right.
That was the very first DVD we ever owned.
That's funny.
Isn't that funny?
It's hilarious. So, it's not hilarious, but it's funny.
All right. Well, yeah. So nothing has changed. We did have a week and a half off. We were supposed to have a new show a couple of weeks ago or a week and a half ago and had some problems, and now we're all fixed. Everything's good.
Yay.
Beaver's at the bacon wing of Berlin Estates.
The bacon wing.
The bacon and corn wing.
God, Linda got this new bacon. It's thick cut, but it makes the other thick cut that you get from the grocery store, it makes it look like a sheet of paper. This stuff is, I can only do two strips of bacon on the grill at a time because it the flare-ups.
It's too heavy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it is freaking good.
But
last time I made too much bacon and got filled up on that and wasn't hungry when the brats were done.
But is it all floppy after you cook it?
No, it's crisp.
That's what I like. I like my bacon crisp, but the thick cut, exactly. You can't usually cook it that much or cook it, you know.
Yeah. Well, you got low and slow.
Low and slow. Do you have a smoker?
No.
You're the only smoker there.
I'm a smoker. You beat me to it. My reflexes are slow because of the marijuana. There's a reason they call it dope.
Because you're all doped. Yeah.
All right. Well, shall we get started?
What's that?
Should we get started?
Well, sure. I've got other fascinating stories to tell, but that's
what fine. Do you got? What do you got, man?
Nothing. I really don't have much. So. They're the ones that kind of got to come up in conversation. Then I got something to say.
I went to work, came home, smoked some weed.
Yeah, that's pretty much. It.
All right, let's get it started then. With a Twacky and Zany, what the hell, man? News. Ooh.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
That was terrible. I don't know what the hell's
going
on.
Torturing a cat?
I've been just my pussy. I don't know what the hell's going on.
You have a pussy?
Yeah, she's out of state right now. What? All right, that's enough. All right, let's just start with this. Police in Belgium were in a standoff with the occupants of a house. For hours, they tried to make contact with anybody inside. After 7 hours, they approached and entered and found that no one was there.
Nice. Looks like these little pizzas we could grab and sneak one from them. Fuckers.
Shell, did you fall asleep or are you sitting on your game?
No, I can't, because if I played my game, you wouldn't be able to hear me.
Oh,
and when my screensaver goes on, and then I can't hear you. That just happened.
We have a double saver on. On your phone?
If you don't touch your screen for 30 seconds or whatever.
Oh, it goes off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We got a double whammy. And then I can't hear you. So she's doing the thing on her phone, so she can't play her game, but also she can't look up her dumb joke of the week.
Oh,
I already got my dumb joke of the week.
Oh, she came prepared.
We're in luck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something to do on the flight. Grandpa's old timey joke book.
They better be good. A man in Germany. What? Go ahead. Now I feel like there's a delay again. What the hell's going on?
There's not a delay, but yeah, there's not a delay.
She
You're
said
fine.
3 seconds later.
Yeah, right.
A man in Germany took a strong magnet to a lake to try and find his lost car keys, put the magnet at the end of a fishing pole, and felt weight on the line. He thought he was in luck. When he pulled up his catch, he instead found a rusty grenade stuck
Jesus.
To his magnet. I know. Wouldn't that be fucked up?
Read something on it. On the grenades, where like in the movies where you see them grab the pin with their teeth and pull it out.
Yeah.
And they said, for real, you do that, you'll pull your teeth right out. Those are set for X amount of pounds of force to be able to pull them out, and you'd shatter your teeth.
And doesn't it kind of twist too?
I don't know.
When I was in the service, we did. I wasn't in the service.
Oh, for
Stolen
Pete's
Valor.
Sake.
Stolen Valor.
I was in the service, but they wouldn't let me have grenades.
What did you do?
Hey, you know, when you fly, Greg, you get to be first on the flight. Due to your service.
I should be using that.
Yes, you should.
We're going to Vegas in October. I might have to cash in on that. Linda can wait. I'm going.
No, she can go with you because she's your...
No, she can't. Yeah. Don't tell her that.
When are you going to Vegas? October what?
Something or other.
Over a weekend?
I don't know. One of the days.
October. We're leaving Thursday and coming back...
Monday?
Sunday or Monday. I don't remember.
That's probably when we're going to be in Mexico.
Sunday. Coming back Sunday, yeah.
When are you going?
Find out the dates, dude.
October or something or other.
Oh, for fuck's sake. That doesn't help.
We need specific.
Because Shell's been trying to get me to go to Vegas.
Look up when the Stephen King convention is. Because it's that.
Why do we have to do your fucking job, dude?
I don't know what it's not my job. I don't even care if we go or not. Linda wanted to go.
Stephen King convention, Las Vegas.
It's October 18th through the 23rd.
October 24th through the 27th.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna be there. We'll get there later Thursday. We'll be there Friday, Saturday, and we're leaving late Sunday afternoon.
We're going to Cabo the 10th or something, right? Through the 15th or whatever. Maybe
14th through the
whatever. Yeah. But maybe that's the week we go to Vegas then.
Yeah, we could.
Hook up with the Berlins.
Where are you guys staying?
The Link.
Skid Row.
That's where the convention is.
Oh, you're staying at the Link?
Yeah, so we're right on. It's on the Strip, and I guess it's a newer one. I never heard of it before, but apparently it's newer, and they have gambling and whatever.
Yeah.
You know, standard Vegas hotel stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Then it's a date.
Pool, movie stars.
Cops near Toronto got a call on Saturday about a break-in.
Cops near where?
Toronto.
Okay.
The person stole jewelry, clothing, sunglasses, and prescription meds. But they also left something behind. A big old dump.
What? Oh, my God.
In the toilet or on the floor?
The toilet. It gets better. The homeowners walked into their bathroom and found a large bowel movement in their toilet. So the burglar used their bathroom and didn't even have the courtesy to flush. And it's not clear if they flushed it before police could collect a DNA sample, but it turned out they didn't need one. 3 days later, cops spotted a 22-year-old woman walking around in the victim's clothes. So a woman is the one that took the dump. She left a huge fucking dump in there.
You know, we got to go to the buffet before I make a robbery.
Oh, gross.
This was on.
It's my calling card. Like that one guy in Home Alone always left the faucet running. That's her calling card, a giant deuce.
Yuck. Oh, my God, Jeff, are you okay?
And then just not flushing to leave the odor linger. I hope she left the seat up too. Let it just waft all over the house.
Oh, gross. Can you
imagine? So every
what
time
that
you think
like?
About what I stole from you, that smell of my deuce will be lingering in your nostrils.
So nasty.
That would be like a really bad movie if they busted the thief because the guy who was there was blind, but he knew the scent of his shit or something.
It's funny if a guy does it, but if a woman leaves a giant deuce in the toilet, that's disgusting.
Yeah, women aren't supposed to poop.
Women don't poop.
No. Women don't poop. They only fart.
Oh, no, yeah. they poop pretty good. Shell's got a video after she took a dump of me dry heaving. You should play that video, Shell. do you still have that video?
Yes.
Do you have it handy?
Hell yeah.
Oh, no, you can't play it on the phone. Damn it. You'll have to play it next time you're here.
Oh, just own it. You know, if you created it, you know, own it.
Oh, God, it was so bad.
He thought it was so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the thing, like at the bar when someone would drop ass or whatever, and people were like, oh, was that you? Was, no, that wasn't me. How do I know you're lying? Because I'd take credit for that one. That was a beauty right there. I was doing paint, for Christ's sake.
Yuck. Didn't they do some nasty...
They did eating some... all those diet bars that made that stink.
Oh, God. Didn't they do some nasty dumps in your toilet, too? Like nasty things in your bathroom? Even the women?
Not so much.
At his bar.
In the bar?
Yeah.
There was puking in the urinal more than vicious dumps. But even when there was.
Gross.
Linda would always get to deal with that for whatever. Well, I didn't clean the bathrooms the night before. I just, you know. We clean the next day before we open, and Linda would come in before I would, so she would get to clean up.
Is that why you did that?
Well, it was kind of a happy coincidence. That wasn't my plan when I set out, but it's like, hey, this part works out pretty good.
Speaking of farts and poop and everything, there's a if you go for a walk after a big meal, there's a new term for that, a sexy new term called fart walk. It's
that
trending.
Term's been around forever.
Really? Fart walk? I thought it was more like crop dust.
No, well, that's, when you walk by someone intentionally. Fart walk is when you're getting out of the room so the other people aren't exposed to your rot.
Well, I suppose that's what it is.
Yeah.
A 70-year-old cookbook author named Marilyn Smith. This fucking woman admits to farting. Gross. She coined it on TikTok.
In the food?
No. After a big meal, she and her husband go for a walk. She's a big fan of high-fiber meals, and they go on regular fart walks to get things moving. And it helps with bloating. Plus, walking is just a great low-impact way to get some exercise. And Marilyn isn't embarrassed to talk about her fart walks. Doesn't think you should be either. She's proud of them. Fucking disgusting.
No.
She does.
That way you're not stinking up the house.
Yeah, but it's your house.
Yeah. Don't you want your house to smell nice?
That stench doesn't go out.
As you can tell by
it just doesn't.
My office down here.
Well, what kind of air freshener is that? Jeff's ass. Mm-hmm. Strong, and it doesn't go away. No, it doesn't. All right. We've tried.
This is weird. A middle-aged man in Japan was busted for stealing 3 tennis rackets from the locker room of a men's high school tennis team. He told police, I like the smell of sweat that seeps into the racket handles.
Okay.
Oh, gross.
What the hell, man?
That is gross.
It's an awfully peculiar and specific fetish.
Yeah, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
So weird.
Did they say if it was a guy that got busted?
It was a guy, yeah.
Okay, he was stealing it from men's locker rooms?
Yes.
Okay, do you think he could tell the difference between women's sweat and men's sweat on the rackets?
I would imagine he could. I mean, I don't know.
Or is it just because it was more easily accessible?
Well, he was in the men's locker room. Obviously, it would be men, not women.
Yeah, but if he was still getting all cranked up about it and it was guy's sweat, I don't know, whatever. I was always into racquetball rackets, not tennis rackets.
You like the pungent smell.
Yeah.
You put the
handles. The more manly smell.
It's like the indoor scent of the court absorbs into the handle as well.
Oh. What is wrong with you?
Go outside, nerd. Get out. Go.
Finally, a 44-year-old American woman was found dead.
American woman.
Why?
In a tourist
laying on the ground
in Spain after what authorities are calling a session of extreme sex with her husband.
Holy crap.
It has sparked a police investigation into a possible homicide.
Her husband fucked her to death?
I guess did something. The couple who were reportedly on vacation in the coastal town of wherever engaged in what is described as a consensual but highly risky sexual activity that ultimately led to the woman's death.
Asphyxiation.
It's got to be. While details surrounding the exact nature of the act remain unclear, the case has sent shockwaves throughout the community and raised questions about the boundaries of intimate relationships. It's got to be autoerotic asphyxiation or something.
Well, that one's by yourself.
But it could be anal sex.
That one, you got to be careful.
Hello? It could be anal sex.
We heard you the first time, girl, so nubby.
Because you could perk your colon.
Oh, I suppose.
Ah.
And yeah. then all that poop is now in her belly.
Oh.
So take that penis piercing thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Spray some silicone on it or whatever that rubber is. Flex seal on it.
What is that background noise? Are you shuffling papers, Shell?
No, I'm not doing anything.
Hmm. I'm just hearing a lot of background noise. Weird.
It's probably Greg.
Probably.
Well, I'm hearing you two in static constantly.
Really? That's on your end then, dude. Because it's clear as a bell here, brah.
Yeah, well, I'd say shut up, I'm clear. But we're doing a podcast. Yeah, I'm getting
I'm clear, too.
Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it's
Don't mess with any. No, come on. No.
Oh, now you're going to do a delay.
No.
And keep your fingers off.
Linda got fingers off. I haven't touched anything. Jesus Christ, woman. Shut your dumb whore mouth.
Greg. I'll come over there and touch you. I'll come over there and shove my dick in your mouth.
Sheesh.
Oh, Linda got the cat's a new toy. It spins some things or whatever. It's battery operated and it's sporadic. So I'm wondering if it's some weird, cheap piece of crap that's generating interference that my ultra sensitive system here is picking up on.
Yeah, it's battery operated. All right. What are you doing, Linda? Just playing with the cat toy.
I'm going to go sit on the washing machine for a while.
Does she still have her Sibin?
Her Sibian? Yeah. She wore that thing out.
Had to throw it in the trash.
Yeah.
Is it kind of big to get in the trash?
Take it to the dump?
Just,
yeah, you got to give her a good lift, but, you know, it's not too bad.
Oh, my God. Oh, there he goes again. Hold on, everybody.
Testicles 1-2. Testicles 1-2.
Welcome aboard.
All right. You ready for... Oh, we got a little wacky and zany. What the hell, man, new... Ooh.
Careful.
What the hell was that? Did you just do it again?
No, I was having a drink of water.
Mm. So am I. But my water bottle doesn't sound like a frickin' weed pipe where you smoke your reefer.
It's my Yeti and it's got the magnetic clip on top.
Oh, that's right. All right. Shell Bell, you ready for your dumb joke of the week?
I am.
Here we go.
Shell Bells.
Oh, jeez.
Dumb joke of the week.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Take your time, Shell.
Okay, I will. I will.
All right, go ahead.
Are you guys ready?
You want. we're ready.
Well, Greg told me to take my time.
All the time in the world.
So how are gay people like mice?
Uh-oh. Oh, no. You're going to get us canceled.
Is there a three blind joke in here somewhere or something?
How are gay people like mice?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you sleeping? Hello? Yeah.
They both hate pussies.
Okay.
I think that might have been your worst one you've ever said. Oh my God.
Oh no. They're getting worse. Just wait.
Oh good.
All right.
What's better than a cold bud?
A cold bud?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Smoked bud?
A warm bush.
Okay, that's a valid fact. But
and
where are you getting these? Okay, go ahead.
Secret. How did Burger King get Dairy Queen pregnant?
Slipped her his Whopper in her hot and juicy or something.
He forgot to wrap his Whopper.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that was the old one. But the Burger King knocked up Wendy. Got her Whopper and her hot and juicy.
Oh.
Both of these.
Stop ruining my joke, Greg.
I didn't ruin, there's nothing there to ruin to begin with.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
All right, is that it then?
That is it.
Right.
Shell bells.
Oh, jeez.
Dumb joke of the week.
Oh, my God.
All right. With that, we move along.
He gives you an hour and you've got three jokes. And one wasn't even a joke. That first one technically wasn't even a joke.
None of them were jokes,
that was
really.
A joke. Well, maybe the first one was a fact. It might have been just a fact.
Hey, how about Shell Bell's dumb fact of the week?
Yeah. How about that? Or since you don't bring anything to the show, Beaver, how about you? Dumb fact of the week.
All right. Vanna White played the lead role in Brigadoon in high school.
What is Brigadoon? Is that a nerd thing?
It's a play that everybody
does. Was she in your high school class?
No, I stole that from Paul Reiser.
Paul Reiser?
Reiser, whatever his name is.
Come on, Greg, get your facts straight.
Well, stolen to begin with.
All right, I'm going to try something here. Tell me if you guys can hear this, okay?
All right.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, put it pretty loud and clear then?
Yeah.
Sounded
like you got a wipe.
That's my business.
You do what you got to do, but it's going to hitch.
All right, let's move on to Talk Nerdy. I've got remember the last episode, I played a couple of those songs for you. You said they sucked. They were dumb.
Yeah, they were.
I've got fuck you, dude. I've got a couple more that I think they're funny. So
I respect the listeners too much to lie to them. They're dumb.
They're not dumb.
They're fucking stupid.
All right, we'll see.
Dumb is being generous.
All right, let's get to, before we do this, let's get to Talk
Beaver.
Nerdy.
Talk Nerdy to me.
I don't know why I haven't put a new intro together for that either. I haven't done anything for the show.
I know.
So, and what are you doing? You were off all day, dude.
I'm bringing the funny.
Well, come on.
Go outside.
What did you bring that was so funny, Gregory?
I don't remember. I'm too high.
Well, see?
Right there, just got a laugh.
That wasn't.
And a fake laugh. The fake audience liked it.
All right. Here's Tom with the Nerd Unit.
What the hell, man? Episode 9, this week's Nerd Unit. I watched The Marvels streaming on Disney Plus, released on November 9th, 2023. A sequel to Captain Marvel, this movie is not as good as the first one. Carol Danvers, a.k.a. Captain Marvel, gets her powers entangled with the super fan girl and her estranged niece. The three of them team up to save the universe, another rehash of a superhero movie genre, and it was very predictable. I give it 3 out of 5 Nerd Units. This week's vintage movie that I watched was the original 1968 Planet of the Apes, starring Charlton Heston, Roddy McDowall, and Kim Hunter.
Go on, streaming on Stars.
Three astronauts are marooned on a planet where apes rule. Spoiler alert, Tyler, played by Houston, discovers at the end of the movie that he has been returned to Earth with the discovery of the Statue of Liberty. Classic sci-fi movie. I recommend everyone in the sci-fi genre as a must-watch. I also give this week's vintage movie 5 out of 5 Nerd Units. Have a great week. Also, Greg, the answer to this week's fake porn star movie is number 2. Nerd out.
I could hear him this time. I could actually hear him this time.
I know.
And he's right. The original Planet of the Apes is a really good movie. I mean, it's cheesy because it's late 60s sci-fi, but it is a really good movie. Get your paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
Excuse me. It's get your stinking paws off me.
Well, yeah, whatever. But you know what you knew what I meant, though.
Charlton Heston.
Yeah.
That movie used to scare me. Used to scare
the Ten Commandments scared you?
No. Yeah, the Ten Commandments.
Every time I see the Red Sea part, I'm afraid it's going to come crashing down on him.
Go outside, nerd.
All right,
get out. Go. I ain't got time to be distracted by your worthless chime. It's gone.
Did we lose
Shell
Bell?
How'd you get scared by the Planet of the Apes?
No, I'm here.
What are you, falling asleep?
She fell asleep.
No, I actually ran to the bathroom while Tom was blabbing. Well, I had to pee.
No, it just scared me.
I don't know. You thought I fell asleep?
No. We're talking about Planet of the Apes.
I know you are.
Do you, though?
I I could care less. I don't like that show.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Sheesh.
Strong opinion.
All right. This is a TikTok video that I found today. I actually came across it today, and I thought it was quite funny. And I think, Beaver, you'll get a kick out of it, too. And you too, Shell Bell. Here we go.
Here is a list of names that I don't think people should call their children anymore. Greg. That's it. I think Greg is just an awful name.
I saw that today. And I was like, oh, we got to get that on the podcast.
Here is a list of names that I don't think people should call their children anymore. Greg. That's it. I think Greg is just an awful name.
Fuck you, dude.
It's like we talked about on our last podcast, the show that we used to do, when we said, you know, you never see babies named Keith. Or you never see babies named Greg. Oh, what's your baby's name? Greg.
Greg. Because Greg's a stupid name.
Shut up.
Here is a list of names that I don't think people should call their children anymore. Greg. That's it. I think Greg is just an awful name.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, let me get a drink. Mm-hmm.
Swallow your spit, mister.
I know. I've been inhaling my spit like the last couple of weeks. Like, what the hell is going on? Yes.
Inhaling it?
Like accidentally inhale, not on purpose. Jesus. I'm not trying to drown myself on purpose, dude.
How do we know what you're into? Man found dead because of weird sex fetish.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, let's.
God, it means so much more now that I can hear what's going on.
Really? All right.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, that's what I'll do from now on. Then I rigged it up.
Stupid little job.
To my headphones. I rigged up my headphones onto this microphone that I have now. My
you
other
duct
headphones.
Tape in there somewhere.
There's duct tape on the old headphones. Yeah. All right. Here we go. These
but not
are
holding
these.
The whole system up.
No. These are. And you did you catch the songs last week, Shell? The last episode.
No.
Of course
didn't
you
play.
Didn't because you didn't. No, I did play them. You just don't listen to the podcast.
Oh, I'm too busy.
Yeah, sorry. Right. She's too busy. Meanwhile, she has half-hour rides back to her hotel, where it would be perfect because it's like a 30-minute episode. Whatever, dude. This one is
pretty
called, we played some pretty funny songs. Let me go back to the names here just a second. Oops. Hold on here.
Probably like shit my stupid poopy pants. Or something.
No. Stop it. It was one called...
I was walking down the street in a poop, walking down the street in a poop.
There you go. I glued my balls to my butthole. I got my balls to my butthole,
yeah. Oh, my God, what did I do? I can't. It's got a great beat.
I know.
Yeah, it sounds like he did it on like one of those old Kimball organs.
How about,
he put his...
This is another
no
one.
No pun intended.
This one is called...
Shell bring the funny.
Rubbing and tugging on my fucking nips. Bob, give me fodder, for I have sinned. I've been tugging these nips, and I'm rubbing them again. See you in hell. I don't give a shit.
That I'm sounds just like rubbing a and song. Tugging my fucking nips.
Fucking songs.
You should take those songs and play them, like, you know, when you're at a stop sign and crank up your radio.
That would be
just
hilarious.
To see if people are paying attention to the words.
Why not just walk in and play them for a kindergarten class while we're at it?
Here's one called "Quit Jizzing in the Hot Tub." You gotta quit.
See, that should be a PSA.
What's that?
Be a PSA, a public service announcement.
That's funny.
Sammy Sperm wants to remind you, don't jizz in the hot tub.
You had all kinds of genre.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of different genres. And I had another one, and I don't know what happened to it. I'm kind of sad.
Oh, no. Darn it.
Oh, Greg, we knew you wanted to play with it.
Very.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to it, but here we go. So these are the new ones. This one is called Brokeback Mountain Hunting Trip. And it's talking. Here you go.
Brokeback Mountain Hunting Trip with my best buds, touching tips. Hunting deer and doing rips.
Touching tips.
Hunting elk and touching tips.
Touching
totally
tips.
Totally straight shooting bucks and blowing loads all day.
Wow.
Not gay. Shooting birds and shitting dick on dick action all day. Brokeback Mountain Hunting Trip with my best bud, touching tips.
He said dick on dick action.
That's hilarious.
Beaver, are you still with us?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Oh, what's
that? Oh, I was just laughing so hard it was quiet. I couldn't breathe.
You are a
I was,
bitch.
And this just in, you can go fuck yourself.
All right. Ooh. We've got one. We got one more. This is called Itch on My Butthole.
See, now that's a problem that millions of Americans suffer from every day.
All right, here it is.
I've got an itch on my butthole that I just can't reach. Will you give me some relief? An itch that scratched deep in my feet. I've tried every angle, but the itch just persists. Think you can reach back there and give my stinky butthole an itch.
This is from Untraceable _ Records on TikTok. Funnier than hell. That's some good stuff.
I'll have to look for it.
Oh, dude.
Go outside, nerd. Get out.
All right. Well, you know why? I don't know why I'm a nerd like for
because they're dumb.
They're not.
They're fucking stupid, dude.
I got my balls to my butthole.
On the other one of these that I do, they torture me with never mind. Similar theme. They torture me with a Monty Python video.
Oh, I fucking hate Monty Python.
It's stupid.
It's not funny at all. Just like Robin Williams and fucking George Carlin. Not funny. Stupid. I'm glad
George Carlin
gone.
Is more a philosopher.
Yeah.
Here is a list of names that I don't think people should call their children anymore. Greg. That's it. I think Greg is just an awful name.
Well, you laugh funny. At that, but you don't laugh at the songs.
Because that one's funny, because it applies to me.
Yeah. You're fucking.
It's all about me, you know.
Your humor is fucked up, dude.
No shit, so am I.
All right, let's move on to birthdays. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
I got a couple of videos. Shell, are you still there? Shell? Did we lose her?
She's probably peeing again.
Hello?
Rubbing one off. Stirring the
trough. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, what were you doing?
I was doing nothing. My screen thing came on.
Oh.
So last time I couldn't hear you guys. And this time you couldn't hear me.
That is crazy.
I call bullshit.
And Lincoln had a secretary named Kennedy.
Well, he did.
Kennedy was inside Marilyn Monroe, and Lincoln was inside Monroe, Maryland. I don't fucking know.
Actually, that's that word, Maryland, if there is a Monroe, Maryland.
I think there is.
It's kind of... If it was off the top of your head, that was good.
No,
if you planned that out. You planned that out?
No, it's an old one.
That made it through the filter.
And this just in, you can go fuck yourself.
All right, here we
Happy
go.
Happy birthday, dear porn stars. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, porn stars.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. I got to take my glasses off for this so I can whack off.
Got to take your glasses off so you can see.
You should keep your glasses on just in case you blow harder than you thought.
Oh, my God.
Well, you started it.
I didn't get that one.
All right, here we go. Let's celebrate a birthday with Allison Pierce. Happy birthday, Allison.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Allison.
She was in Friends.
Sounds like an old 50s.
Maybe she's got a 70s bush. I don't know.
Probably. No, she doesn't.
A thicket.
I remember her.
I remember her. Oh, yeah. I remember her.
She was in Friends Don't Let Friends Fuck Alone. What? She was in a lot of movies, by the way. I don't know. She was also in
Hardworking Girl.
Big Trouble in My Little Vagina.
Oh, Jesus.
Lesbian Butt Munchers 2 and 5. Fanny Fuckers. Oh, here you go. She was in Bang the Bum Slowly. All Young and Up the Bum. Oh, here's another classic. All Dongs Go to Heaven. Fart Fantasy Girl.
You know, there
girl.
Should be a porn star named Heaven.
Fart Fantasy Girl, Girl Fart Lickers. She was also in There's Something Wrong with Mommy. What? Oh.
Yeah.
Need for Seed.
Oh, Jesus.
And Two in the Chamber.
Oh, Jesus.
Amy Reed is having a birthday today. Happy birthday, Amy Reed. We love you.
Happy birthday, Amy.
She was in
Happy Love birthday. Your Long.
She was in Gape Overload. Gulp 2, or I don't know if you're supposed to pronounce it like Pillows.
You make that sound a lot. It just seems so natural for you.
She was in Pillows of Love, Juggies.
Is that for boobs or big butt?
I think it was boobs because she was also in Juggies. Okay. And Butter Juggies. Bags.
Juggies, that was the name of the dancers on The Man Show.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Where Jimmy Kimmel really took off.
Yeah. Isabel Ice is having a birthday today. Happy birthday, Isabel.
Happy birthday.
Isabel. Sounds like a pro wrestler.
No, she doesn't.
Or a superhero or something.
Isabel Ice? Ice.
Yeah. I don't know. There's something there, but
there's something there, I can't find it. She was in All My Holes Are Yours.
Ooh,
is that a soap opera?
Eating Loads After Anal. What?
Oh, yeah.
Gross. Team
that
Squirt.
That is nasty.
Bubble Butt Bonanza. And she was also in You Bet Your Ass. All right. Okay. Here we go. Kelly Lee is celebrating her birthday today. A lot of birthdays today. By the way, they're all born on tax day. So,
really?
Yes, yes. Kelly Lee is celebrating her birthday today. Happy birthday, Kelly Lee.
Happy birthday,
Kelly Lee.
I used to love watching her on Regis and Kelly Lee. That was dumb.
Oh, wrong Kelly Lee.
I got to see it now.
She was in Older and... Oh, she was an older lady. Older and Still Sexy.
Well, yeah, like Regis and Kathy Lee was a long time ago.
She was in Touch of Grey. I Boned Your Mom. Horny Grannies. Horny Cougars. Oh, and My Wife Caught Me Butt Fucking Her Mom.
Oh, geez. That is
title.
Horrible.
That's what it is. Sorry, dude. I don't make them up.
My wife caught me butt fucking her mom on the way home from church that Sunday when we had ice cream in the pastor.
Or I caught my dad butt fucking my mom on Christmas morning when I wanted
to. Morning.
It was butt fucking.
All I wanted for Christmas was not butt fucking.
Yeah. I'd have given up all my presents to unsee that.
Sure you would have. Sure you would have.
You probably went in the bedroom and cranked one out. I'll be down
soon
in a minute, Mom.
Unless that was the year I got the Atari. If that was the year I got the Atari, then yeah, I'm keeping the Atari. That was worth it. That was the shit that year, the old Atari 2600.
Oh, I know. It was freaking
phenomenal.
I had
Space Invaders. One of my neighbors had Pitfall, and the other one had Asteroids.
I had all of them. Yeah.
But he saw a doctor about it.
Go
and
outside,
we would just
nerd.
Trade games back and forth, and then when we got sick of all our own games, then we'd trade with other guys at school that had had games you trade for the weekend or whatever.
I just heard somebody.
Yeah, great story, Greg.
No, I'm sorry. I just heard somebody. I've got my back facing the door. I just heard somebody in here. If I get murdered, upload this show ghost. While I get murdered, will you?
Ghost won't murder you. It'll just scare you to death.
I think it's a home intruder, home invasion going on.
Oh, then you'll probably be all right.
Sika is celebrating her birthday today. Happy birthday, Sika.
Sika.
She was in Classic Ass Blasters.
Classics.
Oh, my God.
I've always been a sucker for the classics.
Retro Butt Stuffers. And Granny's Fucking Boys. I don't know if it's Granny's Fucking Boys or Granny's Fucking Boys or Granny's Fucking Boys. It could go either way. All right. Finally, we've got the final one here. Ready? Now,
let her rip.
Yep.
There are five porno titles here. One of them is fake that I made up. And if you guess which one is the fake one, you don't have to watch this week's video, which is pretty damn gruesome. All right?
Oh, jeez.
And I will tell you this. It's a couple videos together of broken legs. So,
yuck.
I need to get my back to my dealer. Give me some good ones. All right.
Here we go.
Summer Rain is celebrating her birthday today. Happy birthday, Summer Rain.
What? Summer Rain?
Summer Rain.
Okay.
Guess how she spells her last name.
R-A-I-N.
No.
R-A-Y-N-E.
No, R-A-I-N-E.
Oh.
So I don't know why the Summer Rain was in She Plays a Mean Rusty Trombone. One More Load for the Road. Ass Mania.
Is that all? Oh, you're just ripping them off.
Oh, I could slow down if you want. Summer Rain is having a birthday.
I know. Well, you were just rattling off the names.
That's the way we do it, isn't it? That's how we normally do it. I thought.
No, not that usually, fast.
He's trying to get us here.
All right.
Start over and read them at a normal pace.
I will start over
giving us
and
time
read
to process.
Them. Exactly. All right. Here we go.
A non-sarcastic, appropriate time to process.
Summer Rain was...
Summer Rain.
In.
She, was in.
She plays a mean, rusty trombone.
Okay.
One More Load for the Road.
All right.
Ass Mania. Labia Cravers. Okay. And Chew on Spoo. I'll give you those again. She plays a mean rusty trombone, One More Load for the Road, Ass Mania, Labia Cravers, and Chew on Spoo.
Number two.
One More that's Load what, for the Road?
Yep. That's what the dude said.
Shell Bell? Did we lose you again?
Oh, her screen went off again.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Your screen. Do your screen, Shell. Hello?
Sorry. There. I'm here. I said number two. I'm going to do two.
One more load. One more load for the road. What? Why do you pick that one, both of you? Greg, answer
first.
Because
it rhymes.
I said Beaver. Answer first. Shut up.
Bill. I did. My name's Bieber, so shut it.
Why did you?
I did it because dude picked it.
And that's totally coincidental, by the way. But yes, it was one more load for the road. I thought that was a good one.
Yes!
You got your first one. Hey!
Why did you pick it, Bieber?
Because that's what dude on the Nerd Unit said.
That's what Tom said on Nerd Unit.
I picked it because it rhymed load and road.
That's why. You people suck. She plays a mean rusty trombone.
I'm 1-9. I picked 1 in the last 10. And you're all fucking pissy. This game sucks. I quit.
I'm taking my Porto titles and going home.
Yeah.
How could you not?
You are home.
She plays a rusty, a mean rusty trombone would be the fake one.
If I was picking on my own, I would have picked that one.
Oh, really? Damn it.
Yeah.
Or ass mania.
No. None of them made mania. None of them made sense. Labia cravers and that's chew on spoon.
But those
are
real.
I know. So, but they didn't make any sense. So why would you have one more load for the road? That rhymes. She had no rhyming in her titles.
Ah. Way to go there, Sherlock. Way to put the puzzle together.
She bullshit. The last one is chew on spoo.
I know.
Ooh.
Where does it rhyme? Where does it rhyme?
Chew
Jeffrey?
And spoo.
Chew just, and spoo.
I just bit my cheek. Chew on spoo.
That sounds like a Dr. Zeus book.
Did you say Dr. Zeus?
Dr. Zeus?
After Zeus?
See, if you would have said.
No, stop. Hold on. It's Zeus, you fucking jagoff.
You should have said. Chew on spoo and chew on jizz.
No, because that chew on spoo is a real porno.
Then I would have guessed chew on spoo.
That's oh my god. Chew on spoo is the real one. Labia cravers is real. Ass mania is real.
She plays a mean rusty trombone
is real.
Right, and then if you would have added the one chew on jizz, which would not have been the real one, I would have picked chew on spoo.
Wait a minute! I don't know what you're talking about. If I would have said, if I would have made the
Greg,
fake
I think
one,
he's
chew
the
on
one that's
jizz,
high.
You would have said a different one. Then she would have said the one that you didn't say and said the different one instead of four.
What are you smoking on there, Shell?
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
I don't understand
finally
any of that.
Not played for me. I don't know, though. I'm a little scared that I understood what she was saying. It didn't make sense, but I understood what she was saying.
I didn't understand a word of it. I really didn't. It was strange.
Don't.
Like you're stop. Smoking devil's
lettuce.
It's going
to keep you up all night.
I'm not smoking anything, but you can smell it certain places around
the
here.
Jazz cabbage.
Smell coming out of my studio.
The jizz weed.
Jizz weed.
Yeah.
Are you guys okay? What the hell, man?
We're high on life.
Yeah. Oh, God. One more.
We're high on life.
All right. I'll get you both of yous next week.
No, you won't.
Both of yous.
I'm scared.
All two, both of us.
All right. Let me do this one. Hold on 1 second. We'll do one more. I wouldn't even make you watch.
He won't tell us the names. He's not even going to tell us the names.
No, I'm going to tell you the names.
All right.
Okay, I've got five of them. Four of them are real. One is fake.
Okay.
Gangbang Hot Menu. We're just you don't have to watch a video or anything. I just want to see if you get these.
Gangbang what?
Gangbang Hot Menu. Whores on All Fours. Lick It Good. Total Eclipse of the Whole. And Jugs Jizzed. Gangbang Hot Menu, Whores on All Fours, Lick It Good, Total Eclipse of the Whole, Jugs Jizzed.
total eclipse of the whole.
Shell belt?
Judge.
No, it was whores on all fours. That one rhymes, dummies.
I was going to say that one. I thought, maybe that.
But that sounds like one I'd actually watch.
Oh, fucking. Shut up. You'd watch them all, dude.
Well, true, yeah. But I'd look forward to that one more than the others.
As long as there's a penis in it, you're all over it.
He's interested.
Well, yeah, that's true.
As long as there's a penis.
All right, we've said enough. You can.
On that note,
I got
yeah, Star Trek coming on.
You can email us at whatthehellman2024@gmail.com. You can find us on Podbean. Let me see what our address is to find the. I can never remember the address here. Let me just whatever.
Hey, and if you send us an email and tell us what episode number you listen to, we'll send you a free bumper sticker.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Greg's going to make the bumper sticker, and he's going to take on the task of mailing out the bumper stickers.
Yeah.
Dude. No, Chip's Hamburgers here in town. If you order something, you can get a free bumper sticker. I didn't say what kind of bumpers. I'll get you a Chip's Hamburger bumper sticker.
All right. There you
there
go.
There you go.
So Beaver's going to send you a bumper sticker. You email us whatthehellman2024@gmail.com. And we're also on all the platforms. So all the wherever you listen to podcasts, obviously. So
every goddamn platform out there, fucking A, we're on it.
All right, Shell Bell, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Take us out, you losers.
Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Okay, real good then.